Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Let's talk about cloning dogs. Tom Brady has done just that. So his dog Lua passed away in 2023, but now her spirit and her DNA lives on in Tom Brady's new dog, Junie. He has said that he has used this company that he's also an investor in, Colossal Biosciences, to clone his dog.
Yeah. Well, his dog's likeness.
Likeness, yeah.
Yes, not necessarily spirit.
Well, you never know. I'm just saying, like, in
Yeah.
The temperament of the dog is going to be different. It's a different
right.
dog.
Yeah, it's a different dog. Yeah, it may look the same, but.
But using her DNA to create a new
yes.
dog.
So I do want to hear from people on this one. How do you feel about cloning your pet? Would you do it? 248-539-9797. Because my initial thought is, I love my pet. You can right. have your pet forever. But you realize this isn't your pet. It may look like your pet, but it doesn't have the same personality or temperament. And then it becomes kind of unnerving. Then it's weird. I'm not for it. I wouldn't do it.
I think it all depends on, first of all, this is for the ultra rich. I don't know that there are any normal individuals that are going to invest the money to clone their pet. I think it all goes to the expectations you have of what that next pet is going to be, because it will, I would assume, look exactly like the pet that you are cloning. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. But it's not going to, it may not have the same personality. It's not going to have the same, as Heather put it, spirit.
No, but it would be nice to know that you're going to get a 55-pound dog that's going to be of this right. stature that could maybe have, like, good health. Not that that's insured either, but, like...
No, but it's the same genes.
Same breed, same yeah. size, same
yeah.
look.
Same yeah, but no, I think you know more what you're getting than
you do.
Going to a breeder, and you may get it from the same breeder. We've done that a couple of times throughout the course of owning pets. And I like, I love labs. And we had one, it was an English one, big blocky head, big body. Rocket was his name. And a decent hunter, but not great. But I liked the traits of that dog, the physical traits of the dog. And so if I was going to go this route, I would have no problem cloning Rocket, knowing that the personality is going to be different and hoping maybe he's a better hunter, but that I was going to get the same size, the same right. look, the same traits. That's why you go to the same breeder and you're hoping to get the same traits, but you're getting obviously a different dog.
I think it's fair to ask, like, what are you hoping to get out of the pet? I think for a lot of people, it's companionship. And if you're trying to, like, replace that companion, it's not the same thing. You're better off just getting a new dog or cat or pet and making new memories, because you're not going to be able to fill
but
the void of
are
replacing
making new memories.
Yeah, but you're trying to fill the void of what this other companion was.
I disagree. And again, it all goes into what are you expecting to get out of it. If you're just getting a new pet, but it's the cloned version of the one that you had, I would assume, or at least most people would think that, okay, the traits of that dog, the physical traits will be the same, but the emotional traits, all of the things that come with it are going to be different.
I don't know if some of this is that it's Brady too, because there's just something synthetic about him and his presentation. Then you hear Brady's cloning dogs and you're like, it's just unnerving to me anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't have a big issue with it. And you hear Paris Hilton, who was the other one that
Barbara Streisand, I think, cloned right. her dog as well.
Yeah.
And Paris Hilton.
John, I believe the phrase you're looking for is a dog in the fight.
Yes.
Ticket text on this, and we'll take some phone calls on it before the power surge. Says, I would never clone my pet. It's called coping. Tom Brady should try it.
Well, he's filling the void by getting a new pet.
Guys, I think one good thing about pets only living to 10 to 15 years is you get the opportunity to rescue a new pet afterwards.
If that's the route you want to go, yeah.
How would this impact shelters and rescuing?
Right.
It would. I mean, if it became mainstream, I mean, right now it's so, you said, the ultra rich.
Right. It's Kitech says it on Twitch. If I had Tom Brady's money, sure, I'd clone my pet. Yeah. I think a lot of people might go that route.
I wouldn't. You would.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I would consider it.
Okay. I would too.
You would?
I would consider it.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. I don't know. I love my dog.
But it's
I like the size of my dog. I like the breed of my dog. I like the characteristics.
I go back to
the non-shedding, the color. Would the color be the same?
Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah. All the physical traits would be the same. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
well, it sounds like you just view your pet as a vessel. Like, it's a physical.
Well, I wish I could also clone its temperament because she's a great, one of them is a better dog.
But you're not guaranteeing. You're not guaranteeing that.
Right. It's a reset at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a new pet.
I'm with you. Cookies almost makes your pet feel less special. Sure, it hurts to let go, but it's part of life. Derek in a truck.
Yeah, that's true too.
I don't know how it sits with you, the story. Tom Brady cloned his dog. Would you do it? How do you feel about it? 248-539-9797. You love your pets. I think it's a little unnerving. But John, I think you made a good point. Depends what you want in a pet.
Right. It all depends on what you're expecting to get out of it. You're expecting the exact same version of personality, of like you're expecting the same dog, then you're not getting that.
You're going to be let down. See, I think for a lot of people, a pet is a companion. You love your pet. You're not going to get the same temperament. They're not going to have the same mannerisms or do the same things. And it's going to be kind of eerie. It's going to look like Fido, but it's not going to act like the Fido that you had for 15, 20 years and really loved.
Right. It goes to how you train the dog. It goes to, like, because we train dogs at, different stages of our life. You have more time to spend with the original one than you do with this one.
And then the other point that's being made a lot on the ticket text is, guys, with too many dogs in the world as it is, cloning would just have the shelters be even more full than they already are. And another one says, it sickens me that Brady's doing this when there are thousands of shelter and rescue dogs that need a home, especially since he's a friend of dog shelters, Allison in Farmington Hills.
Okay, well, I mean, you could choose to go to a shelter if you want. You could choose to go to a breeder if you want. If you're going to a breeder, how is this any different?
Suppose it's not.
Can we learn something from A Force Awakens? I mean, that's an example of clones. The clone turn, the stormtrooper, Finn.
Yes. I don't know.
Could be completely different.
It probably would be.
It ruined the Empire.
How about a few of these? Can Brad clone Frank Ragnow? To bring it full circle to today. Can Tom clone Giselle to try to get her back too? If you want to clone a female dog, you could always clone Cookies. Knew you'd like that one.
And what do they call female dogs?
John, let's get to the phone. Oh, okay. Steve in Westland, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing?
What's going on?
Not much. So, my daughter sits here and she was listening. She's like, she would love it because, we unfortunately had to put our dog down a few years ago and it was her best friend. But on the flip side, like I told the screener, I've seen these two movies. It doesn't end well for these movies. Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger, they clone a dog, then they start cloning humans. And then in the 90s, there's a movie called Man's Best Friend they cloned a dog, but they also decided to splice in iguana and leopard and everything else in the dog, and it just became a super dog. So what's going to stop everybody from, well, let's see what else we could do if we're cloning animals?
Right, yes. I mean, you could take this to the extreme, and I don't know that there's anybody that is, in favor of cloning humans.
We had one text say, Tom Brady's getting ready to do this to himself. It's all just a test.
Surprised the way the world's going right now.
He's investing in this company so that he can live forever.
Sure, it's all on the table, but for those with common sense.
You don't want to get too sci-fi here?
No, I don't. This is, can we just leave this to, dogs and cats and your pets?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Let's get to Ben and Wayne. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's kind of the same deal with, like, taxidermying your dead pets, where it's just a little unnatural. I think that death is kind of the thing that binds all life, right? And I think that that's kind of an essential part to understanding that. Is you just kind of have to accept it. Like, kind of the same thing. I wouldn't want to, clone my dead grandma, That kind of just removes all the point of living.
Yeah, again, if you're talking about people versus dogs, I think it's a completely different conversation, but or pets. And have you ever known anybody that's taxidermied their pet?
No, but I've seen it online, and it is a somewhat popular trend. It's kind of popular, and I don't get that, because if I taxidermied my dog, I don't know how I would feel if I just had him sitting in the corner of the room. Like, that would freak me out.
But this is kind of like...
People do it.
I feel like cloning your pets isn't that much different.
I'm kind of with you. Like, it's like the taxidermy animal comes back to life.
It feels different to me.
Yeah. I'll go back to... There's a lot of people that go to the same breeder. Like, when your dog passes away, you go to the same breeder because you like the traits that come out of that line. This is just skipping going back to the breeder, and you're just basically rebreeding your dog.
You're going copy paste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a text. Personally, I think replacing a beloved pet with an identical looking pet is a little creepy. A dog made in a lab has no soul. Steven Fenton. Barbara Streisand has cloned her dog about 10 times.
Oh, 10 times. Okay. I knew she did it once. No, 10. Wow.
Since Holmes refuses to make trades at the deadline, can Brady clone Hutch for us? Get that extra pass rusher. They used to still hit quarterbacks back in Brady's day. Brain concussion is real. He may have taken too many hits. And this one says, I think it opens the door to cloning people.
Well, if that's the path that this goes down, then yeah, I'm not for it. I don't know that you make that leap. The technology may be there, doesn't mean you have to use it on humans.
Starts with Fluffy and Fido and turns into, oh boy. Let's get to Pat in Redford. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm going to say a hard no on the cloning of the pet. That's what my instinct tells me to say. However, I'm curious, and I do want to contest to a degree about you guys saying that the temperament, I believe, or personality wouldn't be the same. If you cloned your dog and you the dog, even though you'd be a little bit older, but you know, you are you who you are as far as the love that you give your animal. And if you give that same love in the same environment, this is, and I'll put it in the form of a question. What do you guys think the dog would turn out to be? I'm going to hang up and listen. Have a great day and go blue.
Go blue. Well, it may have a similar temperament, but again, dogs from the same breeder can have the same temperament, but it doesn't, there's no guarantee that they're going to. And if I was to get, if I was to clone Rocket, I had more time at that time of my life to be able to spend time with the dog, to train the dog, to get the dog to be the dog that I had a vision of. And at this time of my life, I don't have that time.
You guys, I have two dogs. Born and raised raised in my house together. Yeah. Night and day, different temperaments. Yeah. We did the same training, took them to the same dog trainer. They're night and day different, as are my children. They have very, real physical children.
But same breeders, right?
Same breeders. Born and raised with me have very different personalities.
Well, how about identical twins? They don't turn out the same.
I mean, we give them the same love, the same attention, the same everything, and they're different.
Sounds like you don't.
I'm just saying it would be weird if you built these memories with an animal that looked the exact same way, and then when you went to like build on those memories, you got kind of the side eye, and it's like, oh wait, this is a fake, a phony, a clone. It feels synthetic.
I get that.
It's unnerving. It's like kind of a horror movie.
Okay, but movies are not real life.
I've heard that.
Yes. All right. So taking your thoughts and ideas from what happened in a movie and relating those to real life seems misdirected.
It hasn't stopped our ticket texters. Apparently, there's a movie called Pet Sematary that we need to watch.
Oh, Pet Sematary, it's an older movie. It's a horror movie.
Has it been redone? I feel like it's been redone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. I haven't seen it.
I never saw it. I know
me
of
either.
It. Yeah.
Okay. Last word on this. Dan and Dexter, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, real quick about the cloning and the dogs. I was the taxidermy thing. I was going to do it to my Roxy jokingly years ago, and when they started doing that, I heard about it, and my wife said, hell no, no way, and she said, and a week later their pillow came in with my Roxy's picture on it, and if this is as close as you're getting to doing anything like that, that's all I wanted to chime in on.
That's cute.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, and so yeah, there's things about, you know, like if I knew my wife was going to be 100% against it, which she would be, as I would be too. Yeah. But there's things that you needle your partner about, right?
Of course.
Yeah. You know, be like, I'm thinking about taxidermy and the dog. And it you get a reaction, and then you try and elicit that reaction over and over, knowing you're never going to do it.
It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.